thank you, men. Thank you a lot there, friends. Here it is once again. Time for Jelly Elliot and the three knotheads are sitting here under this big old pine tree. And we're really having a lot of fun among ourselves here, and we want you to come in and have some with us. You'll do that, won't you? Just pull up a chair there and leave your dial set right where it is, and we're going to play some tunes here that maybe you like some of them. You can't tell. And I got something here I wanted to tell you anyhow. I've been wanting to see you so I could tell you, and this is an opportunity. Here we go with the first tune, and Robert's going to fiddle it on his garden seed fiddle, Ida Red. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. That was the only little boy Ms. Shivers has got named Robert playing Ida Red. Thank you there, buddy. Thank you a lot. Friends, I wanted to tell you something that happened to me one time. I was in the forestry office, and a fire call come in. I'm telling you, friends, I wish I could just give you a picture of just what actually happened, how the thing was carried on there. It was dry that day and windy, and that means a lot of danger. It really does. The people was running sideways there, and I had to back off in the corner and get out of the way. The radio was cutting in and off and carrying on, and them fellas up in the towers was calling in. And you know, they got a way of locating these fires. It's really wonderful how them fellas up in the tower can spot these smokes, and one will talk over to the other and tell him just he's got a compass thing there at pointing. And he'll tell him just what direction he sees the fire, and the other will talk back to him and say, tell him just what direction he sees it. And wherever these things cross, wherever these two marks cross there, that's where the fire's located. It's simple after you understand it, but still, it's something. It's amazing. Well, anyhow, this was all going on there, and I was there. I happened to be there. And one of these these forestry boys looked over at me, backed off in the corner trying to stay out of the way, and they was getting them tractor plows and all that stuff and the rakes and things ready. I'm telling you, it was really some squally times around there. It's just like a fire in town when a house catches on fire and the fire trucks come down the street just screaming and people trying to get out of the way and everybody running sideways and all. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. The woods is on fire, and it's got to be stopped. And these fellers, they're the fellers to stop it, you know. And this forestry looked over at me and said, come on, Jelly. Says, here's where you get in on one, too, buddy. Said, this is one that you didn't help prevent, so you can help fight it. So there I was. It looked like I had to get in on this one, whether I wanted to or not. But I really did want to. For one thing, I wanted to see how all that was carried on, and another thing, I wanted to help stop that fire. So we all pitched in there, and here we went. And I was in the pickup truck with him, and his radio was on. They got a two-way radio in them trucks, you know. They can talk backwards and forwards to one another, to the tower and to the office and them all. And it was a-going, and here me and him was a-going out there to where the fire was going. He knew right exactly where to go and everything by this direction finder and all that. I want to tell you all about this, friends, but I guess we better play a tune first. Slim's going to sing a sweet tune here, but I don't care what you sing, son. You ain't going to get me out of the notion of telling this story. This is something I want to tell you. Here's Slim to sing, I Love You Because.
I love you because you are understand, dear. Every single thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand, dear. But most of all, I love you 'cause you're you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you. Because my heart is lighter every time you're walking by my side. I love you because the future's brighter, the doors to happiness you've opened wide. No matter what may be the style or season, I know your heart will always be true. I love you for 100,000 reasons, but most of all, I love you 'cause you're.
Thank you, Slim. Thank you. I loved you because. You know, friends, I tell you that these forestry fellas, they mean business when it comes to getting out and putting out these forest fires, and no mistakes either. I tell you, they really mean business. Now, I was going to tell you this story about what all happened here. It was really something. Trucks was a-going, and they had the tractor plows and all that stuff. Well, I get all excited. I'm really living this thing all over again. It just gets in my blood. Now, this fire was on local property. I mean, where the fire was burning belonged to a man there in the community. But now the wind was strong, and I told you it was dry, and it was, and it was headed for a public forest. And it started in a field. How the whole thing got started, it started in a field where a farmer had been burning some new ground. You know, he took in a new ground there and he burned these brush piles the evening before. Well, all of his neighbors around there, they kind of got peeved at him because he knew it wasn't fitting weather to burn these brush piles, and they didn't think he should have ever burned them in the first place. And personally, I don't think he should either. But anyway, it was done started, and that was it. And friends, it was just like a war. In fact, that's what it was. It was a war. It was a war against a tough enemy, too, and that's a fire. You know, fire is awful. Boy, it'll take your life in a minute without any questions asked. Whether you're innocent, a baby, or how old or whatnot, it'll take your life. And it's got to be handled just like an enemy. It's got to be handled just like a rattlesnake. And there we was out there. I had me a rake, and boy, I'm telling you, I was raking leaves. I had the leaves flying. And then they got the tractor plowing, got ahead there and plowed big places there across the woods to check this fire, you know. And they were setting fire ahead of this big fire. This big fire was just roaring and sweeping everything clean. I mean, and rabbits was going, birds was flying. Friends, one poor old deer was back in there, and he come out of there with, he had done got scorched, and he jumped plumb over one of these men. And scared the man bad as it did the deer. But that poor thing, he was running for dear life trying to get out of it. And they set these backfires. I thought at first that was foolishness, but they knew what they was doing. See, they were setting backfire to slow down that big fire. And it was all teamwork. They all knew what they was doing. And it was really something to see. I wish it was so that every man could fight just one fire. Just one. Believe me, friends, I'd make a believer out of him. He'd be more particular with his matches from then on. Well, sir, friends, we stopped that fire just before it got into the public fire. Now, the fellow who let his brush fire get away, he felt mighty bad over it. Because it takes money to put out a fire like that. And I hope that this story will help prevent some woods fires and forest fires in the future. That's what I hope. Here's the next tune. It's an instrumental tune. That's what it is. It features the guitar. Yes, sir, Mr. Tyler himself is going to do just a dab, dab, and half two dabs of Roadside Rag. Thank you a whole lot there, buddy. That was a jerk, jerk, and half two jerks of Roadside Rag. Friends, you all know Smokey Bear. I hope you all know him. That's the forest fire preventing bear. They got his picture in the papers, store windows, and places like that all over the country. Well, me and Smokey Bear is real close buddies, friends, in this drive to stop man-caused forest and woods fire. So I got him in a little thought for today. I want you to listen to it and think about it. Put your campfire out, says Smokey Bear. Put out your smoke, says he. I say be careful all the time for your own sake, for Smokey and for me. Hey! Friends, we've really enjoyed this little visit here with you under the old pine tree. We've enjoyed having you listen. We want to have you listen to us again. Listen to the announcer, and he'll let you know what day we'll be back. Friends, don't forget this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest and woods fires.